I feel like today is going to be, I think, on a deeper note. That's the vibe I'm going with today, and I'm not gonna lie about that either.
It's definitely gonna be a more serious toned episode than some of our more fun episodes, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's not even just the content of what we're talking about today, and I'm just feeling very in my thoughts and feelings today as we're recording this. There's a quote that I really just, it's a very deep quote, and I've recently found it within a couple months ago, and I keep it posted on my monitors just because it's just very deep. And it's, your future self is watching you right now through memories. I don't know who said it, but I'm really feeling that today.
Okay. I could see that with the subject matter that we're getting into today, for sure. And that is actually a really beautiful quote, probably one of my favorite quotes too. I love that quote.
I don't know. Today it is a deeper topic, because we had discussed doing a dessert episode, and we had discussed doing a music episode, but I mean, the music episode does fall into a bit of what we do as a pop culture podcast, but if just like being raw and honest with ourselves and our listeners, there was a time that we were texting last week, and I honestly said to you, just with all of the strikes going on, because it's been one thing after another, and of course it's been a long time, much needed, but with the writer strike, which now it's been resolved, we can get into that here in a little bit. But then the actor strike still isn't over. There's now a video game strike, and for me, I had texted you just saying, I honestly do not know what the future of our podcast holds. And honestly, I feel like the content we're giving is not true to what we want to do.
It's exactly like how you were saying. We started to feel, because we were texting back and forth when the strike first started, about what different topics we could talk about, what we wouldn't talk about. And we both really like the idea of video games, but to really review and get into like the kind of deep analysis that we would sometimes get into, like we would with our movie and TV podcast, it's much harder it requires a lot more time dedicated to each game, which we might not have as much time to dedicate ourselves to for trying to release a weekly episode while we are in season. When we would talk about doing stuff like video games, it was a good idea, but it was kind of hard to really center ourselves on where we would go with that. Now there's even a video game strike that could potentially get in the way of that, and then we would talk about potentially other topics, and it was just, nothing just really seemed to fit with what we really enjoy doing, which was, and where we really started this out, is me and Nikki love movies, and I'd say we have a pretty diverse taste in as far as what we both like, as far as the kinds of reality TV and stuff that Nikki is into, and then maybe more of the more animated and adult horror stuff that I'm a little bit more into, and we kind of come together in this beautiful little mesh of love for these movies. And that's really the heart of where our podcast was, is that we both enjoyed this thing, and we played off of each other well discussing these movie and television topics. And it's just, you know, we tried other things and they just don't seem to fit.
It's not even about it like fitting properly. It's just being true to what we started this as. And it's honestly, The great thing is we had the fallback of video game content, but the problem is with this strike going on and starting with video games, it's kind of like there's not much left for us to cover at that point because, as we've said, going through the FAQs in Rachel's studied this, she knows it. She knows people who are in the Writers Guild, she knows people who are in the Screen Actors Guild because of where she is specific centrally located. There's a lot of filming out there. And with that, it is says point blank on the FAQs page specifically for the Actor Screen Guild is you should refrain from speaking, talking, reviewing any kind of content regarding movies, television shows, everything and anything. And it's one of those things that we take very much to heart, very seriously, because we are small content creators, if it is what it is. And this is a very tiny, small podcast, just being honest. And we do have the aspirations and would love in the future if this did become bigger than what it currently is now. And it's just, I am not a chance person. I'm not the kind of person to take those chances. And it's the thing that freaks me out the most with this current upcoming video game strike is the amount of people that are going to lose their income that are hardcore streamers, because that's all they do is video content and make money off of that regarding video games. And so it really felt like, for me at least, speaking for me only out of the two of us, is I felt like our hands were tied on the content we could speak of and giving content the true love and care that we typically do when it comes to all of our reviews that we do. And it's just one of those things that it's like, it's not worth touching and potentially getting blacklisted for.
And it's exactly like Nikki said. If we're being completely candid, we are a very small podcast. We're not unrealistic with where we stand currently, and we do appreciate and love all of the listeners that we do have. That being said, we do have aspirations of growing, becoming bigger. If you are listening, please share. Let others know about our podcast if you really enjoy it. And think that they will too, but we of course aspire to grow larger than what we are now, and it would be terrible it, outside of just wanting to stand in solidarity with all of these people who deserve to be paid for what they're doing. They're doing a very good job, and they deserve to be paid. Outside of just wanting to stand in solidarity with them, I would hate to know in the future I have denied myself and Nikki this an opportunity to do a bigger review or go to a larger event and have a chance to really interview or review with bigger names and whatnot. I would be hate for that opportunity to be taken away from us just because of this moment in time.
Yeah, and it's definitely something where because we were pretty much in mid-season. We had tons of great TV shows and movies we were going to review and just tons of new things that came out and
So many
everything
good things
just
came out this year.
so many things like it just went all out the window and it literally was a moment of the message I sent you. It was a hard pill to swallow to essentially be like, hey, I honestly do not know what the future is of our podcast moving forward. Because here we are, four seasons and deep, and pretty much at this stagnant, dead end of not knowing what content can we truly put out there without staying true to what we originally sought out to do. And on top of it as well is it's not about we love our bonus content when we get to go away from the reviewing, but that is what this podcast is, and that's what we've always sought after. And it's definitely been difficult a lot also with the fact of our hiatus being we've been inconsistent on releasing our content. We know that. It's something that we can call out firsthand to our listeners, and we apologize for that. So it's a matter of us becoming stuck with the content, and then also things going on in our personal lives too that just make it difficult for recording and finding mm-hmm. time to record. And I think with just what the two of us have discussed in being open to our podcast listeners, is this is essentially, it's early, but we are unfortunately calling it a season. We just, I feel like our hands are tied. I don't want to speak for you directly.
No, I definitely feel that it's in our best interest to go ahead and call this a season. For one thing, we had this season when we went in, I think we talked about this at the top of the season, where this is the most well-planned season we've ever had. Like mm-hmm. most of the time we just decide like the week ahead of time what we're going to review and review it. And this time we had a whole plan, everything yeah. that we wanted to do. We had like a good flow and shoot, good pacing.
We were even episodes pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. Like we had 3 episodes that were pre-recorded that we were game set, ready to upload. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to record as what we were doing previous seasons even. Mm-hmm.
And then the strike was announced, and mm-hmm. it put a huge it just changed the direction of the season entirely, and we were kind of scrambling to figure out where to go from there. And again, it's like Nikki was saying, it was just everything that we were doing for this season, for one thing, felt like a bonus episode and not like what we would normally produce for one of our regular seasons. And it just went away so much from what the podcast is supposed to be about, which is us reviewing movies and TV.
And usually we're pretty good about at least getting 12 episodes in mm-hmm. per season, at least 11 to 12. And we didn't even manage to get 12, like with the bonus episodes we had in between mm-hmm. gave us enough episodes, but it wasn't a true 12 review episode season, where normally each season we have 12 review episodes and then plus bonus content, which gives us more to work with. And we're definitely gonna do monthly episodes, of course. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna go completely silent on everybody, but we're hopeful, because the writer's strike has been mm-hmm. resolved, they've come up with a deal, we're hopeful by the time season 5 for us usually comes out, which is typically January, February time when we start our new seasons, mm-hmm. is that it will hopefully be resolved by then.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I want to say too, as much fun as the bonus episodes are, they're great. We have a fun time. They're much harder to produce on a weekly yeah. basis, where when we're doing them in between seasons on a month-to-month basis, they're easier to plan, more time to research and kind of get everything in order. And I just want to go ahead and say it for people who are doing basically stuff like we do in our bonus content on a daily basis for your channels and your content creation, kudos to you. That is yeah. amazing work, because even when it's just silly random stuff, it just to have that imagination constantly running is phenomenal to me. So it's definitely easier to be producing the content we kind of came to the table prepared and ready to create, versus just kind of coming up with something on the fly now that we are kind of in the position where we have to, versus bringing mediocre content to our listeners. I think it's much better that we go ahead and end the season, go back to doing these kind of bonus episodes on a monthly basis, so that we can prepare them, make them what we want them to be, make them enjoyable for our listeners. And then when the strikes are resolved, the ongoing actor strike and video game strike, when these are resolved, we will come back with a new season ready to go, hopefully with a lot of the content we were planning to release this yeah. season, and then some new content for some of the stuff that came out this year and early next year.
Yeah, it was, there was definitely a good flow going when we were going to go into video game territory, but then once the strike for that got announced, it was okay. Yeah. And I think if it's safe for me to say, and please feel free to chime in on this, it's I just want to be honest with everyone too, and including ourselves, where if the strikes, more so the like actors' strike, is not resolved by the time we're supposed to come out with content, I just don't know what we can produce going forward as a podcast, because that is our whole shtick. We review television and movies, and without being able to do that, there's not much content we can give with our podcast.
I will say this, if the strike continues to go on for much longer than it already has, the thing is Hollywood, just like, if we're being entirely serious, Hollywood will not be able to sustain itself, and movies and TV will not be able to sustain themselves in the same way that they have been. And no matter what, the landscape and the movie and TV just industry is going to change forever because of this. That being said, if it continues to go on for a crazy amount of time, I don't think that's going to completely bar our podcast from being able to do anything in the future. If anything, I'll say that this break can give us a chance to kind of really dig deeper into what's going on with these strikes, and possibly do a little bit more research, go into a little bit more detail, make sure that we are covering all of our bases so that we're not crossing any lines and not standing in solidarity with any of these people who deserve to get paid for what they are doing. We can do the research and make sure that if we do decide to come back and start reviewing movies and television again, we can make sure that we are in fact only reviewing from companies and producers that are in line with SAG's agreements, who are agreeing to their terms, basically playing by SAG's rules. And those movies and TV shows will be safe in the future. So considering that, if these studios continue to put their foot down in the wrong way for too long, these actors and writers and video game producers will move to other companies who are willing to pay them. And if and when that happens, we will be allowed to talk to them or talk about them, because guess what? They're paying their people. So I don't think that this is like the end all be all, even if the strike continues. I do hope, of course, that it gets resolved and everybody gets paid. That being said, if the big companies don't want to play ball, good riddance. We'll find a way without you, and artists are gonna art. So
yeah, I will say there is a individual, I won't use their name just because this is something that I don't want to, you know, mention their name without them giving me full consent for mentioning them on our podcast, but he knows who he is. He's an avid listener of our podcast and a longtime follower. And yeah, he was messaging us via Instagram and saying how, you know, it loves our episodes and the tone switch up is good and it's a provoking change, and just like, you know, keep going with what we're doing. And I just appreciate this person I appreciate you for listening to our content. Again, you know who you are. We messaged on Instagram. And it's literally, that's the thing that really makes us do what we do.
Yes.
Again, we are such a teeny little podcast that we have such a tiny following, but it's been so cool to see it grow, because literally, if we're being honest, start of what we did, season one, we probably had literally ourselves and one, two other people listening
to our podcast. Yeah, like me and you, and then like maybe my dad.
I know. And it's really cool to see organic followers and people that actually listen to our content. And so that's what I think the most, and I'm smiling through the microphone right now.
Yes.
It's literally just that is what makes this all worth it. 100% is individuals like yourself. And again, I wish I asked if it was cool to mention on the podcast, but you know who you are.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we really do appreciate the feedback. So please, if you are nervous about reaching out, please don't be. But I do think it was the right move for us to go ahead and do the tone switch.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, too, it's not even just that, like, I want to protect ourselves and want to make sure that we have opportunities in the future. If I'm being entirely candid, I agree with the writers and the actors and the people who are making video games. Without getting quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now for everybody listening, without getting too political, I guess, I've always felt artists and people who are working deserve to get paid, especially if you're working full-time. You should be able to go home and eat and be able to enjoy life, which means being able to afford things outside of just what is necessary to live. So I really agree with what these writers and actors are doing, and not even just that. I would say that there are quite a few industries outside of just the entertainment industry as well that are fighting for their right to be paid a wage that allows them to support their families. And it's really wonderful to see so many people in today just willing to say, you know what, no, like, I am a person and I deserve to be treated as such. And I really want to stand with these writers and actors and fellow artists, because I aspire to be, I am an artist, but I aspire to be a more renowned artist one day. But, you know, like, and I respect these people, and I think that they deserve to get paid for the hard work that they do, because it is hard work.
Oh, 100%. The only way I can put this into perspective, because I will never fully understand what these individuals are going through, is any content that you make, a TikTok video, a song that gets put onto Spotify, podcast episodes, YouTube content, anything and everything, art in general, like actual painted, colored, all of it. And your content ends up somewhere else and you're not given credit and you're not paid for that, that is such a horrible feeling to see your content be used by others and not credited for it, let alone paid or paid properly for it. And it's just pay the people, like, just pay them, give them it. It's time, it's long overdue. And I do agree with you that Hollywood will crumble if something is not done for these other actors, actresses, creators, point blank.
While we take this break, we can do more research. We can look more into who is a part of, I think it's I don't know how you pronounce the acronym, but we can look more into what studios are included in the big Hollywood conglomerate that is fighting against SAG, and we can do a little bit more research so that we can know for sure that any content that we're creating about reviewing anything is going to fall within SAG requirements, and we won't be breaking any of their rules, and we won't be promoting any work that is not paying its writers or actors properly. And another thing to say as well, since video games are getting into this as well, I think it's actually pretty important to say that video games for a long time have not been paying their employees properly for a long time, and it's been a pretty well-known topic amongst the gaming community for a long, long time.
Oh yeah, there's definitely, once we know more about that, but I think it's also there's always the potential to collab with other podcasts. I know that there's small podcasts that also follow us and we follow you. And with that, let's collab. Let's do content together. I know that you're open to that. I'm open to it. And let's talk about each other's podcast and build up each other's brands. I think that's one way of doing it is helping fellow small podcasters out. And that's something we can also look into doing as a Q&A session and keeping it fresh and different a little bit, but still staying, true to what we know.
Heck yeah. I think that would be a lot of fun too, is doing some collaborative work and getting into some of that as well. That would be a lot of fun.
Well, I don't want to say that this was a successful episode. I think it's successful in its own, but I think this is just a good closeout to our season.
I think we got what we needed to say about how the season started, how it came to be what it was at the end, and why we are having to kind of shut the door early on this season and look forward to the future in bonus episodes and what can come in future seasons for our podcast.
Oh, 100%. And I'm sure avid listeners were wondering, where is the content? Where are their episodes? This isn't like them to not release. When we are in season, we are good about
Yeah, we
releasing
are.
weekly episodes. When we're on off season and bonus content, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, bonus content is bonus, so who knows? It's a surprise. But we do try to be on time for our weekly episodes. Maybe we get it out on a Thursday instead of a Wednesday. We're only human. But we do try to be very on time with our in-season episodes. So this season has hurt a lot. I felt really bad a lot of the time, just because planning these episodes, and again, it's not just necessarily the writer's strike. Personally, we have had some things going on that have been getting in the way, mostly on my end. Hopefully they will be over soon by the end of the year, and my life and the podcast as well can get back to normal.
For sure. But I usually say until next time. I mean, I don't know when next time is, if I'm just being honest. So until whenever that next time is, everyone, we'll check you out then. Or no, we will check you later. That I don't know what I'm trying to say.
And
We will
you
just,
know what? And you know what? It's not like we're going like crazy anywhere. It's just the podcast
No.
won't be releasing an episode for a little while until we come up with the bonus episode. But we'll still be on Instagram. We'll still be making sure to like post and keep you updated with what's going on with the strike there. And if you ever want to reach out and ask about what's going on or what episodes you'd like to see when we get back to doing more regular content, or what bonus episodes you'd like to see, please reach out. Let us know. We are always open to suggestions. So you can still find us there, even if the podcast is not regularly producing episodes right now.
Absolutely. So well said. Well, until whenever next time is, everybody.
Bye.
If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts and make sure to give us a like and follow on our social media platforms.